is this coming in out of the snow this morning? Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
Hey, welcome back.
Thank you. It's good to be back.
It's crazy because the last time we talked was Wednesday. I think there was a little texting, maybe, I don't know, later in the day, Wednesday or something, but it's been a long time. I saw your daughter, actually, and granddaughter and son-in-law at Randy's on Saturday morning.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh. I did not realize they were going there.
They probably
went because I didn't.
Oh, yeah. So good to surprise them and see them like, hey, you know, so
fun.
I recommended the flavored coffee and I heard John take me up on it. So
nice. Yeah. Very good.
So you went to see Mom.
I did. Yep. Hadn't seen her in a while and decided to get over and hang out for a while. And so that was good. I ended up going by myself. But yeah, it was good. We just hung out, ate some soup, went and visited some family, and just seems like those trips get are too far in between sometimes.
Yeah. Well, and there's some other adventures that we should note that you've been a part of. Like now, apparently, you're going to quit your job and become the Maytag repairman.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, as long as it's Maytag, because those don't require repair according to the commercials. So.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm not a mechanically gifted person. And
Nor am I.
Yeah, right. Friday, right before I was about to leave, Tessa had told me the washer was broken, and I was like, oh, no.
Yeah.
So I went in, found it wasn't draining, and, you know, my immediate reaction was, let's just get a new washer.
Mm-hmm.
And Heather and I talked it over. The part was $25 or $27, I think, and decided to order it and try and put it in ourselves, and it arrived, yes, last night about 7 o'clock, and we were successful in getting it in.
So, nice.
Yeah.
There we go. Husband-wife high five after that.
Yeah, absolutely. It was a real sense of accomplishment.
Yeah, there you go. That initial sense of like, do we just buy a new one? But, hey, this was a lot cheaper, so way to go. So, let's see. Also, it seemed I had to do some searching to find out about a book you posted then. You're kind of, we've talked about this around the Saturday morning breakfast table. You like to read memoirs or listen to them.
I do. Yeah. Memoirs are really good. You know, I like all sorts of memoirs, all sorts of different stories. And I feel like I've been on a memoir kick lately. And I avoided this one for a while because of the title. And the title is I'm Glad My Mom Is Dead by Jeanette McCurdy. Who, for those unfamiliar, played a character named Sam on the TV show iCarly for a number of years and described a really unhealthy relationship with her mom. And it was funny and touching and heart-rending and heartbreaking.
Mm.
And it was... It was one of those books I could not stop listening to and was like, do I just drive around, you know, as I was on my way home, do I drive around longer so I can finish up the book? And, it's not an easy book to listen to, but it was really, really good. She eventually got out of acting. I think in 2018, she stopped altogether, because she actually didn't want to be an actress at all. And so,
I still remember the book, but particularly the movie Mommy Dearest, I think, about actress Joan Crawford.
Oh,
right?
Yeah.
And so that was one thing, but that title goes a little stronger there from the iCarly actress.
Yeah,
so
absolutely.
All right. Well, in terms of what to actually do, we've got our 12 days of bundles going on here at WWIB. Prizes, drawings, three a day, including the early morning part of the WIB Wake Up Show, which I am solely responsible for. And so we've got a few early partner pledges, but that is, you know, you go ahead and make a donation of $103.70 to WIB Incorporated between now and the end of the month, and you can be included in that drawing. And so there's several who've already done that, and so we've got that drawing coming up. But, you know, as I've pondered this, different years, maybe we've done some Advent stuff. I don't have anything specifically planned at the moment, but I think so for today, at least Advent starting yesterday, the emphasis on hope. And so I think we're going to just continue. Do you recall, did you actually read 26, 36 through 39 last time?
I don't recall. I don't think so.
All right. So we're in Matthew 26, 36 through 39.
Yeah. And that says, then Jesus went with them to the olive grove called Gethsemane. And he said, sit here with me while I go over there to pray. He took Peter and Zebedee's two sons, James and John, and he became anguished and distressed. He told them, "My soul is crushed with grief to the point of death. Stay here and keep watch with me." He went on a little farther and bowed his face to the ground, praying, "My Father, if it is possible, let this cup of suffering be taken away from me. Yet I want your will to be done, not mine."
Hmm. And in your devotional commentary, Letters to the Beloved, you take that up. Similarly, I'm going to read some of what you say. He said to the three, "My soul is so heavy right now, I feel a sadness worse than death itself. Please stay with me and keep watch." He went on alone, falling to the ground with his face in the dirt. He pleaded, "My Father, please, if there's any other way, I don't want to do this. Let the cup of suffering pass by me. Yet even so, let it be according to your divine plan." And there's a lot more you say, but you say, "Beloved, you cannot possibly know the agony that Jesus felt, but God knows. And before time began, that this show of love would be necessary to restore union with my image bearers." And so tomorrow we'll pick up with that. You've got a lengthy quote from Paul Miller's A Praying Life, right?
Yeah. It's one of my favorite quotes from that book.
All right. Very good. We'll talk to you then.
Talk to you later.
All right, Drew. So what happened with Michigan-Ohio State game on Saturday?
Well, can I say something first? Can I give like a little bit of a doctor's note here?
Okay.
Because last week I was absent.
Yeah.
You know, I sent you a note. And so last week I got to the end of my sermon on Sunday. I felt terrible. And I don't know if you've ever seen a pastor close with like a big, you know, a big call forward or a big, you know, big ending or whatever. My sermon on Sunday, this is last week, ended with me just sort of trailing off and saying, "I'm really sorry, guys. I'm not feeling well today."
Wow.
And I felt terrible. So I went straight to the doctor afterwards. I had my doctor's appointment, sat down, and she goes, "Yeah, that makes sense that you feel terrible. You have pneumonia."
Wow.
So I've just been like, just been totally sick the last week. So I apologize for missing, but I did have a legitimate excuse.
No, I understand, and I accepted it. Yeah. I believed you. And the week before, you sent your wife to the show, so we haven't heard from you in a long time.
Well, I'm trying to find substitutes, you know, viable substitutes, so. Yes. So on to the Michigan game, I guess.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
It's,
Drew, I have called it the biggest sports upset since the U.S. beat the Soviets in hockey in 1980 in Lake Placid.
Wow. Okay. Is it really that level? That's,
I mean, I just didn't even, nobody even considered it possible. Before the game, I saw Ryan Day on Fox, the coach of Ohio State. He said, they're interviewing, he's like, you know, this is a recorded interview. He's like, "It's war between us, and there's no," he said, "there's no rules." And they have a countdown clock at Ohio State until next year's Michigan game. It's going right now. It's ticking this morning in Columbus.
Wow.
And for Michigan to go in after having won three in a row and beat them, and then I don't know this whole thing about putting the flag on the field. I mean, I don't know if that's safe, but wow, what's the experience? What's the vibe in Michigan?
I mean, so first of all, I think everyone thought, oh, yeah, they're going to lose this game. I wasn't even watching the game, and I forgot it was even on. My father-in-law turned it on, and then we look at the score, and we're like, what's going on? Immediately, the phone rings. It's you, and you're like, are you watching this? This is crazy.
Because it was near the end of the game. It was 10-10, and Michigan had the ball.
I know. And so then we watched the last 5 minutes of the game, and we're just laughing. And we're like, this is hilarious. Because Michigan's been losing to, like, you know, they lost to, like, the Surgeons College of Southwest Chicago earlier this year.
Right.
You know, they've been losing to high school teams. So, I mean, it was just hilarious. The whole thing is just hilarious.
And
the flag thing, it's like, guys, come on.
Yeah.
You won the game, just go in the locker room, chill out.
Right.
But, you know.
But there is
they're college kids, they're very worked up, so.
It's one thing to do that, you know, I mean, but this is the game of games. I mean, this is college rivalry Saturday, and they pretty much, there's general agreement, like, I mean, Alabama, Auburn, you know, everything takes a back seat to Michigan and Ohio State.
Yeah, yeah. I have a friend who is an Ohio State fan, and he says he went last year to the Michigan game, and he said basically, you know, it's not an environment you want to take your kids to, which is really sad.
Yeah.
There's just, like, fights breaking out. It's nasty.
Yeah, boy.
I take a pass on the whole thing, but
yeah.
I'll watch it from a safe distance.
I mean, Wisconsin, Minnesota, I don't know what the Gophers were doing on Camp Randall. I mean, just the Badgers, it was a bad ending for the season. And so they get the Paul Bunyan axe. But in closing, is there any item of the rivalry? Like, we have the Paul Bunyan's axe. Is there anything that Michigan gets now that they get to keep?
I think they get free legal services for a month.
Right.
I don't know.
And they both get a $100,000 fine. Thank you, Drew. Appreciate it. Glad you're doing better after the pneumonia here on WWIB. So, all right. Hey, 9 in front of 7 are 12 days of bundles. Here's how it works is that we invite you to become a December 1037 partner with a suggested requested gift of $103.70 to WIB Incorporated, helping to pay for those 20 Christ Center programs, everything from Johnny and Friends and Nancy DeMoss, which is twice daily in the mornings with Sam and in the evenings with Betsy, and so many other programs, either short features or longer form. New Beginnings with Greg Laurie, on and on it goes. And so it's really a vital part of the ministry, and you help keep it going. And so we've got a few people who were early supporters. I'm checking, and yeah, nothing new has come in. So again, once you make that pledge of $103.70, we include you in the drawing. And so we've got three names in the box. You can hear me shake it around. Somebody goes away again. You go to WIB.com, scroll down, click on the banner for the 12 days of bundles. You can see there's goodies from Quick Trip, Chick-fil-A, Family Fair, Hy-Vee, Culver's, Famous Dave's, Festival Foods, Olson's Ice Cream, MyPillow. Who's going to be our first bundle winner this morning? It is Rosemary and Conrath. Congratulations. Thank you for your two partner pledges November 29th to support the ministry of WWIB Incorporated. The WIB Wake Up Show. Weekend recap is what we call the opening segment here on a Monday. It is December 2nd. Welcome to this last month of the year. I'm going to go back to Friday and work the morning. Didn't have to work my other job on Friday and enjoyed a nap and enjoyed going to the Y for the first time in way too long. And the thing is, you know, with this, I don't know, you're probably more consistent with your exercise, Caleb. My chief exercise for months has been walking the dogs.
Sure.
And maybe some morning push-ups, leg raises. But this was hitting the weights, hitting Nautilus, and you're like, how sore am I going to be the next day? Not that bad. Wanted to get back there yesterday, didn't. But again, aspiring, because you do feel so good once you exercise.
Endorphins and all that.
Yeah, it is. Also, again, had a great weekend. One of the things, though, I'm going to jump ahead to Sunday. So our daughter Grace got home late Friday night. She works in Madison for Meritor Hospital. And so she came home. She's even got today off. And so we had a second Thanksgiving, if you will. And even some of my kids' friends were there. But going into the fridge for the pumpkin pie, it's already, you know, you've had the meal. You go in and, I forgot about that open can of fruit cocktail I left in there. Boom, knock that baby down. I mean, you know, stuff like that happens.
Sure.
And it happened to me yesterday. So but cleaned it all up and enjoyed too much pie. So
well, there you go.
How about you?
Well, yeah. I mean, on our Sunday, we actually kind of had a second Thanksgiving meal because there were so many leftovers that my parents, we kind of just had a great second Thanksgiving. It was a lot of fun. So I enjoyed that.
Nice.
Fairly uneventful Saturday, Sunday. Probably some of that turkey coma, right, too. So, again, you know, just enjoyed some quiet time with family. Got a little Christmas shopping done here and there. And then actually going back to Friday night, we went and saw Moana 2 with some nieces and nephews. So my sister-in-law, Erin, and her boys, Grady and Jace, and my sister-in-law, Shannon, and her daughters, Piper and Stella, along with my whole family. We went
That's
and
a
saw
crew
Moana
right there.
2. Yeah, so thank you, Mike on Cinemas. Always delicious popcorn. So enjoyed getting to see that movie together as a family and just seeing the cousins spend time together.
Nice. All right, the WIB Wake Up Show, WWIB. It's the first day of 12 days of bundles. And so, Caleb, if I'm a new listener, what does that mean?
So when you give a gift of $103.70 during the 12 days of bundles, which again kicks off today, when you give that gift, you can mail it in, you can walk it in, or the quickest way is to give online at WWIB.com/giving. Give that suggested $103.70 or greater partner gift, and then your name is put into a drawing, into a box we have right here in the studio, and three times per weekday, we dip into that box from everyone who's given that gift, and we draw your name out to give you an additional gift in addition to any of the regular December gift offers that you may have selected with that partner gift.
Now, nobody has necessarily contributed this morning that we know of, but you can safely and securely at WIB.com. Some did once they heard the promotion for 12 Days of Bundles starting last Tuesday. Rosemary was our earlier winner from Conrath. We have a couple more names in there for the next drawing occurring at 8:45. But again, you get the best chance to win these great prizes. And again, and in addition to this, you can ask for some of the great gift offers that go with your contribution as well.
Yes, you kind of get a bundle of thank you gifts as well, too. And again, WWIB.com/giving, quickest, fastest way to get that gift in. Support 20 Christ Center programs here on WWIB. Choose whatever gift offers you would like. And then you get a chance for some bonus goodies as well, too. And so we've got kind of the list here of all of these extra bundle up gifts. And again, a special time of year. We appreciate your tax-deductible year-end support so much for WIB Incorporated, that separate nonprofit branch of the ministry here. And here's an opportunity to get some of these things.
All right, here's what you have to choose from. The Jesus Revolution DVD.
How about a 3-pack of Jesus Revolution digital movie downloads?
How about an Unsung Hero 2-pack DVD and CD?
Family Movie Night, 3 family DVDs.
You can choose a WIB 2-pack of Christmas CDs.
And again, these are first come, first serve. So if your name is drawn, you get to choose from everything that's left. NIV Adventure Bible, the number one Bible for kids ages 8 to 12.
Kids Visual Study Bible by Zonder Kids.
How about an Avenue Orchard gift basket?
Yes, thank you. How about a $25 Hy-Vee gift card?
Or a $20 gift card for Famous Dave's Barbecue in Eau Claire?
$20 Culver's gift card.
$10 from Quick Trip. Everybody loves Quick Trip.
$20 Famous Dave's certificate.
$10 Festival Foods gift card.
How about a $25 Family Fair gift card?
How about a pair of Chick-fil-A sandwich gift cards?
How about $20 in Olsen ice cream gift cards?
Or a MyPillow 2.0 that you can pick up here at the studios. Again, all of those gifts, extras for your suggested gift of $103.70 if we draw your name out of the box here. And as Halva mentioned, the earlier that you give that gift of a suggested $103.70, the better your chances are of having your name drawn, because you stay in that box until we draw your name, or until the promotion is done.
There's going to be 36 winners. We've got one already. Why not be in for 35 drawings, or until your name is drawn?
Right on. There you go.
All right, the WIB Wake Up Show, kicking off our 12 days of bundles for WIB Incorporated. Caleb and the sales team work incredibly hard to secure advertisers to help sustain the broadcasting here 24/7, 366 in this leap year. But the nonprofit wing is important too, vital. And we've got those 20 Christ Center programs. Some are weekday shows, and then there's the programs on the weekend, like Focus on the Family Weekend, Adventures in Odyssey, and such. But again, we're going to have another drawing later in the hour. And for those who have taken part in making that pledge, a December pledge of $103.70 or more to WIB Incorporated. And again, we'd love to get some more names in there. But these are some of the broadcasts that you're helping keep on WWIB, like Focus on the Family Minute.
Also, Insight for Living Minute.
Unshackled, which, again, though it's in the middle of the night, is really incredibly popular.
Compassion Radio.
Early in the mornings, the WIB Wake Up Show follows that, Seeking Him with Nancy DeMoss Wolgeman.
That's one of our newer programs that is sponsored by Western Wisconsin's Inspiration Broadcasting Corporate. I have to say, I've really enjoyed it. Everyday Matters with Debbie Griffith, another one that's come within the last couple years, I believe.
Yeah, she does a great job. Revival Outside the Walls, you hear a couple times a day, like you do Nancy DeMoss's show.
Breakpoint with John Stone Street.
And then also, later in the evening, the Insight for Living show with Chuck Colson in the 7 o'clock hour. With Chuck Swindoll.
Swindoll, yes. A New Beginning with Pastor Greg Laurie that you hear just after 8 o'clock every evening.
Sharing Hope, I believe, is the Johnny Erickson Tata segment.
Also, Summit Life just after 10 p.m. weekday evenings with Pastor J.D. Greer.
Yeah. Make it 3 times a day for a Revival Outside the Walls. So there you go. I get educated on my WIB listening there. So again, then some weekend shows as well along the way. So,
and again, these are programs that are unable to pay for their own airtime. So you all sponsor them on this commercial radio station, WWIB, and say these are worth having on the air, getting the gospel out, and your tax deductible giving all throughout the year. Always so appreciated. And again, during the 12 days of bundles, when you give that gift of a suggested $103.70, not only can you ask for any of the December gift offers that you're interested in, but also put in our drawing box here in the studio for some extra prizes if we draw your name out. And we're doing that 3 times per day. And again, your odds are pretty good right now as we just kick this off.
Yeah, and just as we put a bow on this, I'm getting educated even checking the WIB.com program schedule, because God's Great Outdoors, early on a Saturday morning, 20 The Countdown Magazine, and the Top 22 Saturday nights, 9 to 11, all supported thanks to you, what you do. So you can see it's a vital part of what we do here.
So thank you so much for your wonderful giving. And man, if you're able to give a gift right now, you'll be in that drawing coming up sometime after 8:45, WWIB.com. Well, it's coming up on 10 before 9 o'clock, Halvo, and we've got a drawing to do.
That's right. The 12 days of bundles kicked off today. We had a winner earlier, Rosemary and Conrath. because she had pledged, actually made two partner pledges to Whip Incorporated once our 12 Days of Mundles promo had started. And so now we have got drawing number two. We've got three names in here. We had had a listener who in Menominee who had stepped up with a commitment of $103.70 to Whip Incorporated. And so, again, the earlier you get in here, the better, because the more chances for your name to be drawn, and B, the more great prizes to choose from. An hour ago, we recapped all of them. You can check it out at whip.com. Scroll down, click on the 12 Days of Bundles banner. But, boy, there's a lot of good prizes you can pick from.
There really are. And, again, these are in addition to any gift offers that you select with your gifts as well at wwib.com/giving by mail. You can call it in, walk it in as well.
Yeah, absolutely. So, all right, I'm ready to go, ready to put my hand in the box here and find out who is winner number two in our 12 Days of Bundles. It is Agnes in Menominee.
Well, congratulations. What did you say? That's two from Menominee already this morning?
We had Conrath earlier.
Oh, Conrath. So, all right. Well, there you go. Shout out to Dunn County. Thank you so much, Agnes. And again, friends, WWIB.com. If you want to find out more about the 12 Days of Bundles or give a gift directly right away online, thank you so much for your wonderful tax-deductible year-end support of Western Wisconsin's Inspirational Broadcaster Incorporated.